Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
We have 8 minutes left to play in this game. Searcy will get the ball to start this final quarter as they lead Mountain Home 50-45. Alcorn triggers inbound pass from the far sideline, gets into Branch, and we are back underway. Ball goes over on the right side to Ashutino. Looks like Mountain Home in a man-to-man defense right now. Now up top to Alcorn. Over on the right side, goes to Wright. Wright going into the lane, now kicks up top to Branch. Now gives it to Alcorn. He has it between the circles. Alcorn going into the lane, going up for the layup, no good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Garrett Dietschy picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. So it will be Alcorn at the free throw line for the first time tonight as we are 22 seconds into this final period. First free throw, no good. So it'll stay a two-possession game regardless of whether or not he hits his next free throw. Second shot for Alcorn. Misses both, and the rebound is controlled by Peters. Throws it to Benton, who gets it across the timeline. Now up top to Peters. Over to Bashirs on the right side. Once again to Peters. Over to Dietschy near the free throw line. He's going into the lane for the reverse layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Not really a reverse layup, kind of just an offhand layup is what it was. But either way, it's going to be an old-fashioned three-point attempt for Garadici after Peyton Wright picks up his, I've got that as his third personal foul. Scoreboard has it as his second. That's the fifth team foul against Searcy. And the free throw by Garadici is good and is a two-point game. He now has 7 points. 50-48, Searcy leading it. 7:25 left to play. Here is Branch with the ball up at the top. Throws over to Wright on the left side. Now he's going to go down into the lane for the layup. No good. The rebound controlled by Dietschy. And back comes Mountain Home with a chance to tie or take the lead. Here is Benton up at the top. 2-3 zone for Searcy. Ball goes over the right side to Peters. Back up top to Benton. Finds Dietschy in the paint. Now his pass to Waymire is knocked away. Stolen by Hicks. And now a foul is going to be called, I believe. Or is that a jump ball? No, it's going to be a foul. No, I take it back. It's not going to be neither. Searcy is able to get the timeout to avoid any type of turnover, and we'll take it with him. 6:58 let's play in the game. It is Searcy leading Mountain Home 50-48. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Well, Searcy just took their first time out of the game as they will have the ball coming out leading 50-48 with 6:58 left to play in this one. Wright will inbound it to Branch as Branch will walk it across the timeline. Man-to-man once again for Mountain Home. Branch has it between the circles. Gives it to Alcorn on the left wing. Up top it goes to Hicks. Hicks looking to make a move on Bashirs. He goes towards the lane, pulls up for the jumper, misses everything. And the rebound is controlled by Colton Peters. Peters back the other way from Mountain Home. Gives it to Bashirs on the right wing. Up top to Peters once again. 2-3 zone for Searcy. Ball goes over to Benton on the left wing. Back up top to Peters. Once again over to Bashirs. Back to Peters. Finds Dietschy at the free throw line. Tries to give it to Waymire, who couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. And Searcy will get it back on the turnover with 6:07 left. 2-point lead for the Lions as they will bring the ball into the front court. Branch running the point for Searcy. Throws over to Alcorn on the left side. Now he's going into the lane. And, well, oh my goodness, they gave him NBA continuation, it seemed like, on that one. I didn't think there was any way that he got that basket before the foul, at the time of the foul. But they're going to give it to him. That foul's on Garadici. That's his third personal foul, team foul number 6. So Alcorn at the free throw line to try to convert the old-fashioned three. He can't get it to go. He has 8 points now, and the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. 52-48, Lions leading it. 5:45 left to play. Here is Bashirs with it up top. Over on the left side to Benton. Goes to Peters in the left corner. His three-pointer rolls around, does not go, and the rebound is controlled by Wright, and back come the Lions. Branch throws it to Alcorn in the right corner. Luke Cruz will check in next available time. Ball goes to Ashutino, who cuts into the lane for the layup. Good. And Mount Tom's going to take another timeout. We'll take it with him. Ashutino now Del Fears with 8 points, with 10 points, that is. 5:22 left to play. It is Searcy leading Mountain Home 54-48. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The new year is time for resolutions, fresh starts, and change. It's the perfect time to change to Integrity First. Now through the end of January, bring your checks from your old bank and open a new Integrity First checking account with a minimum of $100, and you'll get a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. Plus, we'll buy those old bank checks for $50. We'll even include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.
Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
Well, Mountain Home takes the timeout, so they have two left, and Searcy with four left. 5:22 left to play in the game. It is Bombers with the ball, trailing the Lions 54-48. And Benton takes the inbound pass, brings it into the front court, throws it over to Bashirs on the left wing, down to Peters in the corner, back out to Bashirs, finds Cruz near the free throw line. He's going to pull up for the leaning jumper, no good. Offensive rebound for Peters. He goes back up with it off the glass and in. Colton Peters now with 19 points, 54-50, Searcy leading it. 5 minutes left to play. Branch into the front court for the Lions, gives it to Wright. Up top now goes to Branch, thought about three, now kicks out to Hicks on the low block. He's going to go up for the jumper, his basket counts and he gets fouled. Freddie Hicks will go to the line for the old-fashioned three. That foul's on Hunter Bashirs, his second personal foul. That does put Searcy in the bonus. That's the 17th foul. Freddie Hicks at the free throw line for the first time tonight. And his free throw is good. He is now in double figures with 10 points. 57-50. Lions with a three-possession lead. Ball goes over to Bashirs on the left wing. Back up top to Benton. Down in the corner, left corner to Peters. Back over to Bashirs on the wing. To Waymar on the low block. Back to Bashirs. Now to Peters. Bashirs over to Benton on the right side. His pass to Peters is stolen by Hicks, and he's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Colton Peters picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. A 1-1 coming up for Freddie Hicks. So far he's 1-1 with 10 points. 4:26 left to play in the game. As Hicks' first free throw is up. No good, misses the front end, and the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. Here's Benton into the front court. 7-point lead for the Lions. Benton throws it to Peters. Now to Benton, to Cruz in the paint. He's going to go up for the jumper. Off the glass, no good, and the rebound controlled by Hicks, and back comes Searcy. 4:10 left to play in the game. Lions with the ball, leading by 7. Garadici will check in at the next available time. Ball goes over to Wright. His three-pointer is up, no good. Offensive rebound for Alcorn. He goes back up with it. Nope, they're going to say he traveled beforehand. And Mount Tom's going to get back on the turnover. 3:59 left to play in the game. Garrett Deechee is going to come into the game for the Bombers, replacing Hunter Bashirs. Cruz will inbound it to Benton. Benton's going to walk into the front court. Over to beat Peters on the right side. Back up top to Benton. Over to Deechee. He's going to pull up for the jumper at the free throw line. Good. Garrett Deechee now with 9 points. 57-52. Searcy leading it. 3:43 left. Ball goes up top to Hicks. Over to Alcorn on the left wing. He drills up to the top. Gives it to Hicks on the right side. Now he's going down into the lane. Now kicks out to Ashutino. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer in the corner. Good. Oh, my goodness. Scott Ashutino with 13 points. 60-52, Searcy Leon. Back the other way. Waymire takes a pass under the basket from Deechee. Puts it up off the glass and in. David Waymire now in double figures with 11. 60-54, Searcy Leon. Back the other way. Malik Branch tries his hand at a three-pointer. He can't get it to go. Peters gets a rebound, and he's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Malik Branch picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 6 against Searcy. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. 3:06 left to play in the game as Mountain Home will inbound on the near sideline, trailing by 6. 60-54 is our score. Cruz will inbound it to Ben. Ben crosses the timeline with it. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound chased down by Waymire. Gets it to Cruz and has the ball knocked away. Stolen by Alcorn. Back comes Searcy. Here's Hicks back the other way going up for the layup. His basket counts and he is fouled. Garrett Deechee picks up his fourth personal foul. Team foul number 9 against Mountain Home. So Luke Dibble's going to check into the game for the Bombers. Replacing Luke Cruz. So Freddie Hicks back at the free throw line, where so far he's 1-for-2 with 12 points. Free throw is up, rolls around and goes in. 63-54, Searcy Lee in, 2:46 left. Ball goes over to Peters on the right wing. Dribbles up to the top, goes over to Benton on the left side. Now Benton dribbles into the corner, goes to cross court to Dibble. He has it on the right wing. Now to Benton. Benton has it on the left side. Down in the corner it goes. Down on the little block to Waymire. His shot goes up. No good, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 2:28 left. Peyton Wright picks up his fourth personal foul. And that does put Mountain Home in the bonus. That's the 7th team foul, but it is also in the act of shooting, so this is 2 shots for David Waymire. He hits the first one. Second shot for Waymire. He gets both. He now has 13 points, 63-56. Searcy leading Mountain Home with less than 2.5 minutes left. Here is Branch with it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense for Mountain Home. Branch is going to dribble down into the lane, go up for the layup. His shot is blocked by Waymire, and he comes up with the ball. Deechee into the front court, throws it to Dibble. Now to Peters on the right side. Peters going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. And Mount Hall's quickly going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. Colton Peters now with 21 points. 1:56 set to play in the game. It is Searcy leading Mountain Home 63-58. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Mountain Home just used their last full timeout of the contest. They still have 1:30-second timeout left. Searcy with all three of their full timeouts left, 1:30. 1:36 left to play in, 1:56 left to play in this game. Searcy with the ball as they lead Mountain Home 63-58. Hicks will trigger the inbound pass, gets into Branch. Branch will give it back to Hicks. Hicks throws it into the front court to Wright on the right wing. Now Wright will give it to Branch. Searcy is going to try to milk a bunch of clock as Mountain Home tries to double team. Now Wright has it on the low block. He tries to go up with it. He's going to be fouled and will head to the free throw line for a pair. David Waymire picks up his fourth personal foul, and that puts Searcy in the double bonus. It will be two shots for Peyton Wright. First free throw is good. He's now 2 of 2 from the free throw line with 16 points. Waymire's going to check out of the game, replaced by Garrett Deechee. 1:39 left as Wright will have one more free throw. Second free throw is up, good. He now has 17 points, and it's a three-possession game once again. 65-58, Lions leading it. Ball goes to Peters. Heads up at the top. Over to Dibble on the right wing. Minute and a half left. Now Benton has it on the left side. He's going into the lane. He tries to kick it to Deechee. Ball was knocked away, but Peters is able to secure it for the Bombers. Now ball goes up top. He's to Dibble. He's going to try for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Alcorn. Now here is Asciutino giving it to Wright. Back to Asciutino. Into the front court now. It goes to Alcorn. He has it near the left elbow. He's going to be fouled by Hunter Beshears. Beshears picks up his third personal foul. Again, Searcy already in the double bonus, so this will be two shots for Tristan Alcorn. So far, he is 0 of 2 from the free throw line with 8 points. So I guess if you're going to foul someone, well, so far that way that looks, that might be the one to foul. First shot is up and good. He's now 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Luke Jackson's going to check into the game. And Hunter Beshears will take a seat. 1:05 left. As Alcorn has one more free throw. Second shot is up. He gets both. He's now double figures with 10. 67-58, Lions leading it. But here's Jackson going up for the three-pointer on the left wing. No good, but rebound for Deechee. He couldn't get the foul to go. And Searcy gets the rebound. Here's Branch back the other way for the Lions bet. Now Mountain Home comes up with the steal. Peters going into the lane for the layup. His basket counts and he gets fouled. Colton Peters now with 23 points and he'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 45.2 seconds left. They're going to give that foul to Freddie Hicks. That's his fourth personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Searcy. So with 45.2 seconds left, it will be one free throw for Colton Peters. In and out, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Freddie Hicks for Searcy. So it'll stay a three-possession game. Here's Branch throwing it to Hicks, who gets into the front court. Now to Asciutino. Now ball goes over to Branch on the left side. They're playing keep away, trying to milk as much clock as they can to avoid Mountain Home committing a foul. Now ball goes over to Branch on the left side. 23 seconds left. Ball goes down in the right corner, and now finally a foul is going to be called on Talon Benton. That is his third personal foul. So two shots coming up for Scott Asciutino with 19.8 seconds left. And that might just about do it. Asciutino's first free throw is up and good. Garrett Deechee and Luke Jackson checking back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Hunter Beshears and David Waymar. So one more free throw for Asciutino, and he gets both. He now has 15 points, 69-60, Lions leading it. Back the other way, Talon Benton going for a long-range three, no good. And ball went right to Peters, but he couldn't handle the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and Searcy will get it back with exactly 14 seconds left. Waymar and Beshears checking back in the game for Mountain Home, replacing Deechee and Jackson. Inbound pass goes to Ashutino, and he's immediately fouled by Luke Dibble with 11.6 seconds left. Dibble picks up his second personal foul, so Ashutino goes back to the free throw line. So Ashutino will go back to the free throw line. One free throw would make this a four possession game. And there it is. Bashirs and Waymire checking back out of the game as they're replaced by Dichi and Jackson. It's a double digit lead now for Searcy. And so that should pretty much seal the deal for the Lions. Ashutino's second free throw, no good. He gets 1-2 on this trip. Rebound controlled by Peters. He's back the other way. Throwing it to Jackson, who's going to try for the long range three. Misses everything. And Searcy will get it back as the ball goes out of bounds with 4.7 seconds left. So Branch takes an inbound pass, and he's going to be fouled with 3.3 seconds left. I believe they got Talon Benton with that foul. That is his fourth personal foul. So Malik Branch goes back to the free throw line, where so far he's 2 of 2 with 14 points. I'm sorry, 4 of 4 with 14 points. First free throw for Branch. Good. And Branch gets the second. He now has 16. 12-point lead for the Lions. 3-2-1. Benton will go into the front court. Try one last three at the buzzer. No good, and we've reached the end of this one, and Mountain Home is going to lose their second straight. Our final score, Searcy defeating Mountain Home tonight 72-60. We'll start the RBS Bank postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?